Stephen Dew here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt. We're back broadcasting in sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Jill's all-female land investment group. It's something that I've been hearing a lot about for the last month. In every square inch of my house and office.
Oh, really? You think so?
It's time. It's time the public needs to hear about it, I guess.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Ray wrote, "I'm new to Land Academy, but definitely a fan of Jill and Steve. I started out listening to several in this space, but Jill and Steve's, I like how my name comes first here, so thank you, Ray. Jill and Steve's methodologies just made sense to me. I'm currently working on my first mailer. Excited to share and grow with all of you. Question. If you could go back to when you first started out and give yourself one simple piece of advice, what would it be? Ray B. I love this. And you have some answers. Are these for me to read?
Or? Yeah.
Okay,
good. These are some people piped in on the forum just to help out.
They already wrote some answers. So Daniel wrote, patience. That was it.
One word.
Exactly.
Patience.
Austin wrote, it's like, Ray, I added in some bonus tidbits. Number one, perform actionable steps that move things forward. Two, don't get bogged down by perfection, such as having the perfect logo, perfect website, etc. Three, mistakes or crises will happen. Resolve the problems, move on, learn from experience.
What's the plural of crisis?
I thought it was crises. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I may have just made up a word.
No, I think you're probably right. I don't know. There's been multiple crises in my life. That can't be right.
No.
There has to be some plural.
Yeah. Fortunately, it doesn't happen often. So that's
happens
good
to me
that we
every
all
day.
We don't know the multiple the
I've had four of them since the camera turned
on
just now, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
they're all inside me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't have that.
I know you don't.
Exactly.
It's a little Disneyland inside of Jill's head all the time.
Thank you. Four. Have an acquisition criteria and stick to it. Avoid shine. This is so good. I love Austin. You've been listening. You catch on quickly. I'm glad. Avoid shiny objects and buying property that doesn't check off all your boxes. Five, utilize Land Investors, aka this forum, for questions. If you're feeling really lost, do a consultation with Kevin or Jack or Jill.
Kevin's our thank you, Kevin. Can't thank you enough, yeah. Our moderator on the site here.
Yep. Consultation is much cheaper than sending a bust mailer or buying bad property. Austin, that's really good. Are there any more?
Nope. So okay. How about you answer the question? If you had to go back right from the beginning, what advice would you tell yourself? What would you do differently?
Oh, differently.
Yeah. He's asking, or I think it's she, R-A-Y-E. She's asking... what would you change if you had to go back?
You know, the main thing, honestly, what I see people do all the time, and it's easy to go down that rabbit hole, is get distracted by other properties than really sticking to your thing. So the best advice I could give is whatever you're setting out to buy, you know, say you're setting out to buy the 5 acres in XYZ County, and you price them this way, and you know it, you did your homework, you feel really good about it. Don't waver. Someone's going to come along. They're going to fill out your website thing and say, do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy that? Especially when you're new, put it aside, save it, you know, get back to it and do what you need to do first. Put your head down, concentrate on what you know, and get these properties bought and sold all the way through. And then you can start looking at coming up for air going, all right, I got this. This is a system because I want you to get consistent money flow. Consistent systems, and then you could start thinking about, all right, this guy said he has these other properties, and this person has this other properties, and now I'm kind of ready to look at this area in addition to and roll it into my thing, but just don't go nuts. Some people start off You know, I think they want to test many markets, and I don't necessarily think that's the right thing to do, because you're not getting to know one area really well, or getting to know the business really well, or your way of getting things done very well, setting up systems. So that would be my advice. What about you?
Well, I wish somebody would have sat me down a long time ago and said, "Steve, sit down, and I'm going to tell you how this is going to go." And I wish they were that with that tone of voice. I don't, you know, I'm from the Midwest, spent a lot of time working back east before I launched all this stuff, and so I respond well to that kind of approach, almost a military kind of approach. And I wish they would have said, you know, sit down with me. I'm going to spend 20 minutes with you, and it's going to change your life. So you want to do this real estate thing? Great. I want you to forget about real estate, because that's not what this is. It's kind of like a Karate Kid thing. It's a wax on, wax off first. And you have to get all this correct in your head. You have to get you correct in your head before you launch anything like this, or it's not going to work. And you can't do it under duress. You can't do it if you're trying think about making a mortgage payment, or you just got married and you regret it, or all the stuff that potentially can
go
on.
Why do you always say that?
Maybe because it's happened to me.
Celebrating it.
Okay.
You got married and immediately regretted it?
Just let me help you and the audience. Yes. The answer is yes.
Well, then you shouldn't have done that.
I couldn't agree more.
Jeez.
Well, that's why this fictitious person didn't sit down and say this stuff to me when you're real young.
Okay.
So it's not about marriage. It's about responsibility. And if you have a lot of I use the marriage thing as a joke. Okay. I could easily say you have 13 kids really quickly, and now it's probably impossible for you to go do what you want to do. So, and fill in the blank. You bought a new car and you have a car payment, and now you can't do what you want to do. So let's just use that.
That's better. Thanks.
So I think that you need to really get your head all straight about taking on something that's as big as this. And I think that, you know, and I think that there's so much stuff you have to undo in your life to get my head where it needs to be to succeed at something like this, or really anything that's this important. It's because it is this important. This is a career. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure what's more important besides maybe your health than your career. Great, you have friends and social stuff happens and you manage other things like that. And those are all optional, but doing something with your life really, really matters. And Land Academy, for a lot of people now, we're 5 years into it. Mm-hmm. They've chosen this, and it's working great for them. So
has
anyone ever? Jill and I talk to members all the time on the way into this and on their way out, and it's never about the real estate. It's always about, wow, you guys really changed how I look at things, and I sent the mailer out and did 22 deals, but I'm past that now, and it's awesome, and I've been feeding my family for 3 years. So we get comments like that all the time. The comments are all laced in with not, wow, that's an amazing way to buy land. No one ever says that to us. Has anyone ever said that to you?
Yes.
What people say to me is, you really changed how I thought about myself and how to go about doing this and actually doing stuff. So when Daniel here says patience, that's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is a big deal. But I think you got to get your soul aligned with all the other stuff in your life before you can sit down and actually do something, to plot out the steps to do something and see a result. I just spent 2 weeks in a snowy minus Fahrenheit temperature, which I grew up in, and it sucked at my soul for a week. You know, I couldn't wait to get out of there. So, and I realized once I got out of, in Park City, once I got out of there, I realized that that's not an environment that I thrive in. It's something that, you know, I thrive in sunny weather and 70 degrees. So you have to figure out, and that's quirky. Some people probably would never survive at the beach back here. You know, I used to think the beach is kind of silly and it's for hippies and all that. And no, it's just not the case at all.
Well, thank you. Well, that was good. I agree with all of that. That was really great. And thank you for sharing.
Why are you cutting me off?
No, because I thought it was my turn to talk.
Go ahead.
Oh, do you want to go?
I'll go after you.
Oh, I thought you were done. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You've been cutting me off like 3 times during this whole thing.
You tell me to jump in and interject to make light of things when it's getting serious.
Was it too serious?
So I did. So
what's more important than like sitting down with yourself and looking in the mirror and saying, or having a mentor or somebody like that saying, You got to get your head straight before you go into this ball game, or it's just going to be a mess.
Nothing. I was complimenting you. If you didn't hear my things,
were saying, what was the compliment? I did miss it.
I was saying, yeah, that was really great. Thank you for sharing. Good stuff. You're right.
Okay, good. You said you had something to say, so go ahead.
It's okay. I'm done. All good.
Today's topic, Jill's all-female land investment group. This is the meat of the show.
One of the things I think is interesting about a point that you brought up is you said, no one's ever said, wow, this is a great way to buy property. And I get the opposite. I just had it right now in a Facebook group that I just joined a couple days ago, as a matter of fact. I don't know why it didn't trip my radar. It was, or maybe I hadn't been involved in it. Maybe I've been in the group and wasn't really paying attention. You know, Facebook puts things in front of you and then they don't put things in front of you. But this women's real estate investors Facebook group I'm in, right? I'm like, huh, this is my people. And this is tying into what I'm working on here. So someone said something, are you guys full-time or part-time? Let me know if you're full-time or part-time in this, you know? And I said, I'm full-time.
They asked you that?
No, they put a message to the group.
Oh, okay.
You know, hey, everyone, please chime in. I'm curious. Are you full-time or part-time, you know, investors? And I'm like, full-time. It's been doing it for years, feeding our family. And gosh, now we're teaching our family. And a couple of them, you know, actually kind of all of them work for us in some way. And then I got, really? What do you do? And I started just, you know, kind of sharing, here's what you got to do. You got to get your hands on data. You got to send out offers. You got to do this, do that. And then six people went, whoa, thank you. Oh my goodness. Didn't even think about approaching it like that. So it was, you know, basically a new way of doing business. They understand investing. They understand all that stuff. But the sending out the offers and getting the data, especially, it's interesting now because nobody can really go door to door. The whole, you know, driving for dollars, you will COVID freak out people if you knock on their door and hand them a business card kind of thing. You can't do that. So this has just been a game changer, I think, for a lot of people. Anyway, my point was, I do get that. I see both sides. There's our side of what we do, which is helping people probably in any kind of a business, you know, and mindset. And then there's other parts of what we do, which is, I think, the majority of it, which is, here's my business and here's how I run my business and our business. So what's coming up is it's been on my mind for years, and I've been thinking about it. And then, you know how it is, life gets in the way, you know, no surprise. And I really want to, and I'm starting actually on the, I think it's the week of the 9th, 10th, I can't remember what the Monday is here, but I'm starting our own female investment group. I'm starting with a Zoom call within the Women of Land Academy. I'm not calling it that, but I'm just using our group to get it going, kind of figure out, meet in a closed private environment, what we want this to be, what I can do to push everybody forward and help more women who want to do this. And so it's part community, part helping each other, and part money. I want to not only, you know, share my experience, pull from everybody else's experience, because we have phenomenal women in our group. I am constantly shocked and amazed.
Me too.
At the background of our members. We just had a guy just join us last night. We had been communicating via Hello Brady, via Bigger Pockets, and I was just kind of casually answering some questions. He's like, I saw this thing you guys were talking about RealQuest Pro and CoreLogic and data. How are you guys doing this? And I was just kind of casually saying, hey, if you're not afraid of data, you know, that's a big thing. This is really the core of what we do. You know, just casual, whatever. Just, you know, like I'm not trying to sell anybody. I'm just trying to say, here's what we do. If you ask, you reached out to me, I'm happy to answer questions. And it was funny because Brady joined last night. By the time this is airing, it'll be like a week ago. And I saw Brady come find me on LinkedIn, and I'm like, he's a software guy, you know. And it's so, anyway, it was so cool to see you know, even just among our women, the amazing backgrounds and experience and careers and knowledge that they can bring to the table and help everyone. So I am happy to be the ringleader, putting this group together, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
I think it's interesting that, you know, people thrive in certain environments. And I think a single gender environment for some people is what they need to thrive. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I clearly can't thrive in sub-degree weather. Yeah. And so, but I don't need like a herd. So, but everybody's different. And so if all it takes is a female group for a handful of people to be way more successful at this than they would have if it was just on its own, I'm all for it.
Do you know what I think? I think people need a safe environment to communicate where they feel comfortable and they're going to be able to bounce ideas off each other. And that's, I think, one of the things about Land Academy. So we are obviously land focused. I can't walk into a normal REI meetup and start bouncing ideas off people about land because they're not going to get it. They're not my people. They don't understand it. A lot of them think it's stupid.
Yeah, they do.
They just don't get it.
They just don't understand. And they don't care. They're like, what are you talking about, land?
Exactly. Be like if I walked into even just like an apartment meetup or a commercial property meetup, I'd be like, hey, let's talk about land, everyone. They'd be like, who the heck are you?
We've done this.
You know, right?
Remember that? We've done this before.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I find myself in the back going, oh, I could help them, but I can't. You know, that's a sad reality is I know, like, these communities, like we could totally help them find their type of properties better using our data in our way, but they don't get it. So anyway, what this women's group is for me is taking it just one step further. There are different, come on, we communicate different. Is anyone surprised? No. Do we talk about things different? Is anyone surprised? No. You know, there's just, we approach things differently, and sometimes I would argue that we might make better decisions because of the way that, I'm not picking on you or men.
I'm not taking, obviously, but take any of this as okay. Picking on.
But women look at things.
It's just better for you.
Differently. I don't know. We would look at things differently. Sometimes we aren't as, I'm trying to think of a good word, or maybe we're more cautious. Anyway, I'm excited for this group.
Good.
I'm leaving it at that. I don't want to dig a hole.
Good. I'm glad you're excited. So am I. I know it's going to work. I know it's going to work for, you know, just the response that you got when you announced it last week.
Yeah.
Or I think it was 2 weeks ago.
And I'm sorry. It really is. It really is only women. I know there's a few men that have said, oh, can I listen in? No.
Who said that?
So I've had some people from the group just kind of ask some stuff, and I'm like, it really is for women. So,
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. What I'm looking forward to is where it's going to go, because I want to start it with, you know, our core people. We're all land, but I do see it expanding to other women in real estate. But it's really investors. You know, we have it's not like, I'm not an agent, I'm not a broker, I'm not here to get listings and clients. I'm sure there's stuff that will help other people. So, I mean, I'm open to it, but it's really kind of starting here. And then my real other goal is I wanna financially, I'm working on some ideas to financially promote and support other women in business and like giving away money to help them get their stuff going. There's a lot of people out there I know that they're right there. Gosh, a couple thousand dollars will just push them over the edge and get them where they need to be, and we can do that.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called New Weekly Live Informational Webinar. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill's also starting, I think it's every Monday, right? A new weekly
webinar? Oh, we're working on that. We're our team is still running some stats to see what the best days are. Some of it's Monday or Tuesday, but Yeah, we're going to start doing...
Last week, Jill, or maybe 2 weeks ago, she did a live webinar on YouTube and Facebook, which was an informational webinar on how to adjust your purchase price. So you send out a bunch of mail. Some people call back and say, hey, you sent me an offer for $30,000. I really need to get $35,000. And you come back and say, my $30,000 offer is just not... after looking at the property, $15,000 or $20,000 is probably better for me. And how to manage that. And it turned out, we were talking about it on the Thursday call, and a lot of people had a lot of interest in the details of how to work that out. So Jill put a little presentation together, and it went over really well. I mean, everybody loved it. So we decided to kind of make it a weekly thing, or bi-weekly, or whatever she decides. So
it was monthly.
I actually learned a lot on it.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I have been doing it monthly, and now I'm going to start doing it weekly. And it's really just going to be informative, training. Try to keep it to 30-ish minutes, and I'd love to hear your feedback. So please send a note. You can put it right here in the YouTube channel. So, and if we appreciate your support, by the way. We do read your comments. So you have topics for my live thing, or you have topics for the shows, please put them in our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button while you're there. We are Steve and Jill.
Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, I did. I kind of did it in a different way. Sorry about that. I kind of reworded it. So now we'll do it again. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.